Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure, or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, the show that offers you guidance to transform your life for better. My name is Carmen Hara, and I am live every Tuesday evening, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Home Time Radio with my amazing producer, Christopher. And tonight, we will speak about an interesting topic, how to overcome a life crisis. But as you know, this is a call-in show, so you are feel free to call about any questions you might have. Doesn't matter the problem, the magnitude of it, and we'll find an answer for you. I'll share with you actually tonight the 7 critical steps to resilience, so you can get back on your feet immediately after a sudden problem. As you know, there's always sudden problems that happen to us. Let's imagine a scenario for a moment. Let's say you've just been sued, you know, or you broke, or you just lost your house and you don't have money for an attorney. Or the only money you had, you lost in a stock market. Or it gets better, you know, your roof collapsed, you had a hurricane, your insurance doesn't want to cover anything. Your partner just broke up with you, and congratulations, you're in a crisis. It's like a crisis is like a storm, because it comes unexpectedly, or worse than the weatherman announced. It's very turbulent, and eventually it passes, but then the sun comes back out. It's the proverbial weather of life. A crisis is especially when it catches off of guard, and how can you prepare for something you cannot even anticipate? But that's the reason of the show, because, you know, this show is actually supposed to build awareness and to straighten your level of endurance. Now, I do believe that all of us, we are equipped with this resilience to pass through even the worst life test. This inherent element not only walks us through each unpleasant situation, it prepares us for adversities in the future. When we switch on our endurance, you know, we have this ability to face challenges. You probably resonate with what I have to say, because I'm no stranger to life crises. And I had to overcome them. From now, I'm just giving you an example. The passing of my mother unexpectedly, my husband died to cancer, my project that turned into a nightmare, and I wake up this morning with chest pain, end up in a hospital, doctor tells me at 10 a.m. today, you have a mild heart attack. So welcome to the, what did I say? Congratulations, I'm in a crisis. And here I am at 7 p.m. Doing my show, and I promised myself, and Christopher said, we don't like heart attacks, so let's skip those. So everything you go through raises the level of your endurance, and you have to tell yourself you're going to be able to overcome. And I realized that everything is temporary, and that the appropriate amount of time would heal all wounds. And if you focus on joy to compensate the hardship, you know, then you have the right perspective. You have to look at the good side of life. Because God does not give without taking, and God also does not take without giving back. Because for every loss you experience, you will gain. And for guaranteed is one of the unfailing laws of the universe. At the end of the day, we all pass through the same painful ordeals, like loss, struggle, separation, sometimes poor health, sometimes the death of the people we love. So we all go through this. And although, you know, sometimes this is rough, I remember that you have to pull through. And you just can't feel sorry for yourself, because endurance is something you have to work on. And at a certain degree, we are born with this. It's almost it's like a muscle. Endurance is a muscle. And the more you work on it, the better it gets. Now, there are people who want to throw in the towel all the slightest sign of hardship. This means either they haven't passed through a lot of struggle and pain, something new to them, or they just want to ignore that enduring instinct that kicks in, you know, at the first sign of opposition. But I should say this, and then I'm going to go to my first caller, Robin. And Robin, I love you. I'll be with you in a second, so hold on the line. And all of you who, Sherry from California, all of you, hold on the line. I'll be with you in a minute, because as you know, this is a call-in show. But I want to make my point. You know what? Thank God for your struggle, not only for your blessing. Because a child may complain going to school because he doesn't see the ultimate goal of earning education. You also don't see the good that God is carefully planning by challenging you. So how unfair would be if the child that complained about going to school and being so bored at school and how difficult it is, when in fact he should be grateful for all the learning lessons. So similarly, how ungrateful it is not to thank God for the lesson that we are receiving, and all these lessons are actually prepare us for a better future. If you have a different take on it, I'm always here to receive your opinion. You know, that's why I do a calling show, because I'm inspired by you, by your own way of understanding life and the way you go through life. And I think I am what I am, writing all these books because of you. You are my inspiration. Now, ultimately, our saving grace during any struggle is hope. Most importantly, our hope is people must be always, positive about things. Because overall, you know, if you look around us, you know, the people coming in our life might sometimes disappoint us. But reality is there are a lot of good-hearted people in this world. And I want you to repeat with me tonight the six truths about hard times. Because as I said, there are, for all of us, difficult times that we need to overcome. And the first one is, suffering is temporary. Endurance is permanent. Second, when in doubt, go forward. When in doubt, go forward. The greatness of your resilience is the sum of your crisis. Sudden problems are God's way of teaching you to turn tests into triumph. You can't always anticipate a crisis, but being prepared for it can make all the difference. Like joys, difficulties to come have an expiration date. So remember, difficulties might be into your life, but they have an expiration date. And the suffering in your life is always temporary, but your endurance is always permanent. So if you're in the middle of the crisis, you know what to do. Let's talk about that and how to break through. The number is 202-570-7057. And Christopher will take your calls and we'll talk about your crisis or whatever problem you might think you are facing, that if it's not addressed, if it's not understood, if it's not, if you're not working on it, it can turn into a crisis. Now I'm going to go to Robin, and I'm going to thank her, first of all, for being so patient and waiting for me. Lovely Robin. How are you,
dear? I'm well, thank you.
Okay. So, Robin, how is your day today, and how can I help you?
Well, my day today is all right. My father, my elderly father, died last month, and I've been taking care of him for 5.5 years. And now I'm at a complete loss as to my direction in life, where I'm going to live, what I'm going to do in my life. And I'm in my mid-60s. And when I get up in the morning, I have anxiety. Even though I've been reading your first book, Everyday Karma, and I read it over and over again, and it's been very helpful to me.
Well, I feel the presence of your father. I see him actually with a big smile on the face, because he is excited to connect with you after his passing. And he's telling me that he will try to connect more and more as the time goes by. And the more the time goes by, this pain will be healed, so you'll feel better. The more you communicate, the more you're gonna feel better. He says that unfortunately he had to go, there was no other way, and that his life, was he suffering? Was he in a lot of pain? He said he didn't want to be in more pain anymore. So in other words, accept that he had to go, because in a way for him that was a good thing. Okay. His passing was a good thing. He had to release the pain, and he's in a better place. He said he's with his mother. He shows me an M and a W. I don't know what's the significance of W. But she does show me a big number, a name like A, like Arthur, and a name like A.M., like Maggie, Marianne, something like that. There's this initial that your father shows me, that it feels to me like they have some significance for him, but referring more to the other realm, to the people on the other side, not to the people here. Okay. He does talk about the brother. Your father had a brother?
No, my father did not have a brother.
Do you have a brother?
Yes, I do.
So then it's the brother word is referring to you having a brother.
I have a brother.
Okay, so then he refers to your brother. He also talks about a change of a place. Will you be in a situation that you have to change your residence?
Yes.
Okay, so he says that will happen anytime from now on to September.
Okay.
And who has a name like Jerry? Your father throws names. You have to write them down, because sooner or later this name that your father mentioned, they will play a role, or they will have a significance, or you will resonate with these names.
Okay.
See who's Jerry, John, Jason, something with this sound, the sound of a GJ, sound of a name.
Okay.
It might relate to the person where you're moving in conjunction to the new place. Okay. Either you get a place from somebody with this name. He keeps on showing me the A name. He actually very clearly says the name Arthur. I don't know if this was his grandfather, or was somebody in his family, or is somebody who might relate to something in the future, but the name is extremely clear, and I want you to keep it in mind, because it's a very clear piece of information. It's not something just partially like an initial. It's a very clear name.
Okay.
And to think about it, because it will have a significant resonance sooner or later. You will probably understand. It's very common that you don't resonate on immediately.
Okay.
He also says of somebody who will prepare a document for you with the name of David. Do you know who David is?
No, I don't know anyone.
Who's doing a document? Is there a document that is a will, or a document that means signing some paperwork or selling something?
Maybe legal papers, because there was malpractice with his passing.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So there's documents will be done by this man with this name. Look for all of this. Your father is extremely clear on names, on situations that will occur, on things that will unfold. He wants you to know that where he is very okay, that the communication with him will help you heal, will become more frequent and more intense and more powerful. And you'll have a feeling of really being in touch with him, so that your pain will subside. You're not going to feel the same intensity of the pain. Day by day, it's going to get better. It's going to get better and better and better. He talks about your life will change. Are you single right now, like alone?
Yes.
Okay, your father said you will not be. So hold on the line. I'm going to a short break, and then we'll continue the conversation, my love.
Thank you.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Carmen Hara, and I'm back. With you on Home Time Radio, and as you know very well, the topic today is talking about the seven steps to resilience if you go into a crisis, because a crisis is like a turning point. It threatens to take something vital from us, whatever is our loved ones, a job, a home, take away your health, take away your peace of mind. So we need to understand that if that happens, our lives will never be the same. And this is a frightening thought. So, but a crisis also opens the door to necessary changes and new beginnings. So the human beings, all of us, we have this incredible quality feature that is called resilience. So I was talking to my wonderful caller before, you know, with Robin, and she just lost her dad. And that is that turning point, you know, that is the crisis, making her feel like her life is falling apart and she will never be the same. But the reality is that she's ready for a new beginning. And Robin, are you still with me?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So the message of your dad is that there will be communication, there will be a change of a residence, there will be documents that you need, because they on the other side, they see what's happening. They're mm-hmm. so aware of everything that's ahead of us because they're not in the physical time. They're in the continuous time. And in the continuous time, you have no limitation of seeing what's ahead of us. So your father says that in your life, someone will come in. And this is a man who is 2 years younger than you. And he becomes, I feel like your father sends you this male energy to support you in this difficult time and to give you the power that you need, you know, the new beginning that we are talking about. And all I can say, he's 2 years younger, he wears glasses, he's not very tall, he's medium in height. He's single himself, he's very smart, introverted, and he's educated. He likes traveling, he likes science. So he's a man that you're gonna have an intellectual connection to. So mm-hmm. your father will send you the emotional support that you need, the excitement that you need, so that you will not feel alone anymore and feel like this person is indirectly sent through your father. Your father was a wonderful man. He yes. is very happy where he is, I want you to know. He's with a lot of people who died before. He most likely talks about his own mother. And he wants you to think of him and talk to him loud voice. And,
okay.
And this is a major message, I think, for you today.
Thank you. Yeah, I heard my father's voice one night.
Absolutely, you'll continue to hear, and the more you think, the more you talk to him, the more you invite him sometime to sit with you at the dinner, because they exist, not in the human form, but in the energy form. He can listen to you. He can see what you're doing. He's present. He is present. The only difference is that he doesn't have that body, but he tries his own way to help you, and you will feel that help every single day from now on. And anytime you want, feel free to call, and we can continue to communicate with your dad, okay?
Okay.
I love you, my dear Robin. Okay, my sweetheart.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
God bless you, Robin. I'm going to go to Sherry from California. Hi, my Sherry.
Hi, Carmen. I love you.
Me too. I love you more. How are you, my Sherry?
I'm great.
Good.
When you were talking to Robin,
mm-hmm.
You said the initials MW. That's the initials mm-hmm. of my dad's okay. brother, Michael Warren.
Wow. Sometimes it happens so. Through the channel of communication, because if let's say I tune into somebody, but there's somebody else in the same time on the same channel on a different line, but it's very much, you can pick up, it's very possible. Very possible.
Yeah.
It's like if I am in front of an audience and two people sit near each other, it's very easy to get the initial of the person sitting nearby, exactly the same thing. Like there's two channels in the same studio, so you can pick up. So very possible. But in your case, is your mother gone?
No, but
your mother's still here. Can you hear me? Hello?
Her mother has passed. Her mother has passed.
Oh, her mother has passed. Okay. There's a woman I tune into. And it's a woman that I will describe like very elegant, very classy, very wow, you know, with all kinds of the jewelry and makeup. And I don't know who this woman was for you, but I clearly see her here moving around my house. She's so funny in a way, but she's so like you don't see women like this in the world today anymore. She belongs to another world, to another time, you know, to a different society, different way of behaving, you know, tough, strong character. She complained
yes,
that she had a
my
full
dad's
life
mom.
Yeah, she had a full life and she had a number of kids. And she, yeah, I think I'm with somebody who you knew pretty well, because she gets offended that I'm not acknowledge that she's not acknowledged. She's a tough character, you know, one of those tough women who wants to be acknowledged. Yeah.
Yes.
Some people don't care if they're not observed. This woman wants to be noticed. And she was doing everything that she could, you know, through the makeup, to the presence, to the clothes, to everything, you know, to be noticed. She's in my house and she's staring at me. she wants to say hi. I'm still here, you know. You're not getting rid of me. If you think you got rid of me, well, I'll think again.
That's great. That's awesome.
Anything else you want to ask? Anything specific in the world here, not the world there, the world here?
Yes, in the world here, I've been having issues with my career, but the main thing is I was just wondering if I'm going to meet someone.
Well, I see a man with an S, Steve, Sam, something with an S name. It can be even his last name because I don't see the full name. I just see an initial. I see a man that actually looks incredibly well and incredibly fit and incredibly put together for the phase in his life. You know, there are men that look extremely well in their 50s or in their 60s. And this is a man who was married before. I think he has a daughter, and the daughter, I think, has already a child. But I really, think that this man has such a presence that you're gonna like him for his presence, his charisma. He's very available. He's always excited about things. He's gonna make you feel like, you're the queen of the world. And rarely men do this nowadays, you know. But this man will treat you very, very well. He's very
That's
well
awesome.
Established. You meet him at an event with women friends. And he happens to be connected to one of the female friends that you have. And you go to an event where there's a long table with a lot of female friends. And he comes there and he is actually coming to see one of the people at the table. And this is the way. And you will actually remember. He will completely resonate when you see him. And it's almost like you say, aha, I know this man. I've been told. This is something I've been prepared. I've been warned, you know. That's why it's very important to have visions about what's ahead of you so that you are prepared. You don't pass by without being awareness. It builds awareness. Predictions are opening doors, you know, to the perception of the brain, you know, and are very psychological tools, you know, to make you see things and make things happen for yourself. I think you need this person in your life for a while, at least the last 4 or 5 years. Do you agree with me?
Yeah, I will be with him for 4 or 5 years.
No, no, I think you need him for the last number of years. Does this make sense?
Yes.
It's almost like I feel you've been longing for something like this for a number of years. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes,
so
totally.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, hey, you've been waiting. This is for a while. You've been waiting for a while, and this is time for this to happen.
Yes.
And this is happening now.
Yes.
So this is very, very good. It's coming to you. It's exactly what you need. It's
that's
exactly
wonderful.
What you need. So you will have an instant karma. I call instant karma when you click right away with somebody, when you feel like you resonate. There's this person I resonate immediately, and I wanna go for it, even if I feel like I don't know enough the person, but it resonates so well. But I have that, my own instinct tells me to go for it.
Yeah,
this is going to work. This is what's ahead of you. So if you say, well, for now I'm single, you single today, but you're not. As we look into the next time ahead of you, as I should say, as of tomorrow, meaning tomorrow in weeks from now or a month or 2 months from now, you're not going to be alone. Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yes. So it's really, really, really good. So, and
you
are having a great energy. You're so vibrant inside. You're so okay. You're so healthy. You're a good soul. You're a woman who does so much good. Do you have dogs?
Yes, and cats.
And cats, yeah. I feel you're a big animal lovers. And people who have big, huge hearts, you know, these animals, you know, that are so good, that, you know, they're drawn to people with big hearts, and you're attracting them. But they heal you, they give you back, you know, it's incredible. In the energy field, I don't know if you ever realize, they are doing a lot of good to you, back to you, you know.
I believe that.
Something that a lot of people don't realize. It's like an exchange in the energy field between us and animals. Animals that sacrifice for us. Animals that can love us more than they can love themselves, which is something that for us is hard to comprehend. But you, my dear, have a beautiful time ahead of you, and let me know. And you're in California?
Yes.
Have you ever thought about moving around? Because I have a feeling that you might move around from your area. I'm not saying you necessarily leave California, but I feel like you might move around to a different area. Does that make sense?
I would like to.
Yeah. I think it's probably connected to the man coming into your life.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I think that's probably what this man is going to do. It breaks to a time of stagnation. Are you there for a very long time in California? Or into the same area?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's like you move around the area. You're not going to be in the same area.
Good.
Which symbolizes you breaking through a time, like creating a new reality, you know? Yet you say in the same place,
so
you see the same things, the same people, the same old, same old, same old, and then there is no envisioning something new. So I think this man brings the new aspect of your life in. Okay, my beautiful.
Thank you, Carmen.
I love you, my Sherry.
Thank you so much. I love
my
you,
greatest
Carmen.
Pleasure. Okay, my love.
Bye-bye.
Call anytime, my dear. Bye, sweetheart.
Thank you.
As I said, thank God for our struggles, not only for our blessing. So a child sometimes, you know, complains for many things, but sometimes he doesn't actually know that everything that's happening in him, or even us, you know, as adults, we don't know why something terrible is happening, and it's happening for our own good. But we don't put things in perspective. So that's why, you know, we're limited in understanding the meaning of some situation that occur. Now, if we talk about those seven steps to resilience, I want to talk most likely about those steps right now. So I should say that the first step to resilience is to always be prepared. To survive a storm, you must be prepared for a storm. So being caught off guard can easily, you know, perpetuate the intensity of a crisis, because sort of no one wants to live his life planning, a funeral or planning to lose his house or I don't know whatever bad events happening. But overall, you do have to be prepared in case of an emergency. You always have to have what is called Plan B or Plan C, like forming several solid and realistic strategies ahead of time. So that is a good, very good strategy, talking about, you know, the so-called steps to resilience. So let's say you go through what I've been going this morning. You know, you have that chest pain. You say, okay, I'm having a heart attack. How prepared are you for that? Well, I was prepared. I had nitroglycerin in the house. I had aspirin in the house. I took them and I saved myself. So in other words, all of us, we need to prepare. What if that happens? So we'll go back to the seven steps in a minute. We'll take a break. I'm Carmen Jara.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family, and then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at EmbraceRefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
I'm Carmen Jara, back on Home Time Radio, my favorite radio station, with my favorite producer, Christopher. Such a good man, such a wonderful person, such a professional, amazing radio producer. So if you want to call in, we have some lines available, 202-570-7057. If you have any live questions, feel free to call in. I'm here for you. I'm here to share with you, you know, and give you my expertise, my advice, my insight. And if you don't want to talk to me on the radio, you can feel free to call me, to email me at carmenjara, C-R-M-E-N-A-J-R-A at AOL.com. You can be my friend on Facebook, Carmen Jara at Facebook, or you can follow me on Instagram or social media, see my videos, my pictures. which a lot of people love to do in the world today. And you can get my book, any of my books, The Karma Queen's Guide to Relationship, or my first book on karma, or The 11 Eternal Principle, or the book I published, Holiness with Hay House, or Decoding Your Destiny with Simon & Schuster, whichever book you prefer from the books I wrote so far. I'm finishing a new book, so I'm pretty excited about that. If you're interested in any of my books, I will give you minutes free to speak with me privately in case you don't want to speak with me on the radio. But as I said, you know, it's very easy to call in. And we can, as you can see, we can have a great conversation. You know, we can see where the problem is, and we can come up with solution. It's great to talk. Communication is very important. One of the things that relationships don't work between people, even in their homes or at work, is because people don't know how to communicate. People don't know how to express their needs, their intention, their desires. So that's a big, big deal. But let's go back to those moments when you're in a crisis. And crisis can happen any second of the day. You just wake up in the morning and something happens to you that you couldn't ever anticipate. What do you do then? As I said, being prepared is not easy, but in general, you have to be prepared for things that might happen. Another one is you have to be very much at peace, because if you panic, you make the situation worse than it should be. So making peace immediately by taking a deep breath and thinking what your life will be from now on, and don't concentrate on what could have been, what would have been. Why did I do this in the past this way? That whatever happened in the past, it doesn't matter. It's the past. So detach from how things should have been and start projecting how things will be from now on. You have to be wise. In life, you have to be calm. You have to be peaceful. You have to accept the challenge. You have to build the resilience. And you also have to envision a new life from now on under a new circumstance. And please don't act on desperation. A lot of people, if they go through a hard time, they lose their homes. If they go through a divorce, they become so depressed, so clinically depressed, and so desperate, they don't see the light anymore. Because what desperation will do, I tell you what's going to happen. Desperation will lead to more desperation. During a crisis, we become obsessed with ending our suffering. We don't think about the greater plan, the reason behind it all, the lesson that we meant to learn. We fall so deeply into a pit of our own pain that we almost like we try to multiply the pain. So what we actually do by acting this way, we prolong our own crisis. So you have to know how to cut the cord and to move forward. If you lose the person you love and you stay in that pain, you will be in that pain 10 years later, and you're not going to be able to move forward. The decision you make now will influence how long this pain will last. For this reason, it's important that you don't let extreme emotion cause a painful and impulsive action sometime. So that's why it's important to embrace your emotion, to embrace your pain, so that your emotions subside, and then tap into your rational mind and weigh your choices carefully and make the best one. So what I'm talking about is how can you be wise in cases of desperation by not making yourself more desperate than you are? And how can you actually regain control? One of the first things to take in a crisis, and one of the first things you have to act on a crisis, is to regain control of the situation. Because if you lose control of a situation, then there's nothing to be done. Because a sudden change is like a mental test. You can either sink, flee or fight, break down, or reinforce your strength. So understand that no matter how bad the things get, you still hold the power to overcome. And it all depends on the way you choose to respond. Like, there was a great saying, life is the way you respond to it, not what happens to you. Life is not whatever you have, life brings to you, is the way you respond to whatever your life brings to you. So if you regain control, you can shift the course of events. Think a little bit how significant that is. And don't be influenced. You're especially vulnerable during an emergency, and people will use that to their advantage. You go through a hard time, you're losing your house, let's say. People will know you become vulnerable. People start influencing you on your vulnerability. Don't let that happen. Take a calming breath and close your eyes and center yourself and clear your mind when you're in chaos. Why will this help to ground yourself? Because beneath your fear lies everything you need to know. Beneath your fear lies everything you need to know. So I'm going to take Cheryl from D.C. Hi, my Cheryl. How are you, my dear friend?
Hello, Carmen.
Thank you for being my friend forever. I adore you. How are you, my love?
I'm great. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay,
I can
great.
Hear you perfectly.
Well, I just wanted to tell you how grateful I am that when you helped me when I lost my son, I just am so grateful.
Mm.
And I just can't, you know, tell you how important to take that step was.
Well, you know, you're one of those people who knew how to rebuild, how to build resilience, how to overcome. I don't think there's any pain greater than the pain you've been, the pain of a mother losing a son. I mean, I can't even imagine. I don't think anyone listening can imagine. But the grace you had, the way you've done it, how beautiful you take this into the triumph of your life, how well you honored the spirit of your son, how amazing the communication is between you and him. It's inspiration. I always thought that you should write a book about this. What do you think?
I think it's a good idea.
Just to talk about his life, just to talk about his legacy, because though he had relatively short life, your son made a difference. Your son made amazing things happen in this world. And I think we should celebrate something. We should give inspiration to others and indirectly talk about everything we are talking about today. Because people complain, oh, we have problems, they don't have money, whatever. But these are the real challenges of life.
Absolutely.
These are the worst pain that anyone can endure and suffer. And you've been through that. And you are just that living example.
Yes.
And I think we should write about, because this is the way beautiful stories are made of and beautiful movies are made of that touch the heart of people. You know what? I'm so convinced that this, it's almost like I see it. It's almost like I talk to you, I see the movie in front of me. It's like it's playing in the movie theater. Because
yeah,
every single movie is inspired by a true story, but of course it's embellished. You know, we can add things and we can, you know, give an extra, you know, element to it and use the basics of it and make it more Hollywood.
Yeah.
But I can see this happening. I can see this happening. You have a remarkable story. Talking about resilience, talking about overcoming the most
That's
difficult pain.
That's why I felt
pain.
Compelled to call you today on the air, because it's important for people to know that they can overcome.
Yes.
They can
if
turn the corner.
If you're able to overcome, then people can turn the corner on on things that are not that important. People think, oh, if I lose my money, if I have problems with my home, if I divorce, those are nothing. Compare with losing a child. That's nothing. Absolutely nothing. Because you can build another house, you can find a better person in your life, you know, you can start a new job, you can heal from a disease, and those things you can overcome. But this is that kind of a pain, but it takes such endurance to overcome that I don't even have words to describe the magnitude of this pain and the magnitude of endurance that you need to have. And I always look at you like a superhuman, you know. Anytime I saw you, I thought, how could you do it? I never had words to express what was in my heart towards you.
Well, I think it's kind of like running a continual marathon.
Right, exactly. And then sometimes you try to dissociate from your pain because you try to heal by concentrating on something else. And I think like sometimes you heal the pain by becoming creative. And I think doing a book or a movie about it is probably the best way to actually heal yourself. Think a little bit if it makes sense. It's a healing source.
Or maybe a song.
I remember or a song, you know what I mean? Because I remember when I lost my husband, I started writing more. During the process of knowing that he will die, I started writing more, doing more radio shows, because that was my healing. My therapy was the only thing that I kept my sanity, you know? So I think that in your case, we can definitely start working. I involve myself into it because I want to kind of be part of it and celebrate this, you know, in whichever way I can in the memory of your son.
Thank you.
So,
and a big hello to him. If you hear from him,
he's
a big
he's
hello.
Here with a big smile. I don't know what is coming to you, but he talks about a celebration. Is there any celebration coming? What
you
event
know, I celebrate
celebration?
Every day, so.
What? No, he's definitely talking about somebody's having either an event or a celebration, or you'll participate in a big. He's actually, it's funny. He's
oh,
a,
yes, I do have something coming up.
Yes.
On the 18th of May.
That's it. That's right around the corner. He does.
I give
about
his memorial scholarship
that's
to the high
it.
School.
Exactly. That's huge celebration. That's huge
yep.
celebration. You should see him, how beautiful he is, how alive he is, how vibrant he is, how he is excited about our talk and the perspective of what we put in motion. Yeah, he's very happy about it. Really happy about it. We have to make this happen for him.
I'm going to try my best.
Let's work together. You have in me your biggest support. You know, I'm your sister
Thank
here,
you.
You know. You know, I believe in sisterhood, and if I would have ever want to have a sister, you the best sister I could have ever had, you know.
Mm-hmm.
As you know very
I
well.
Just
you know
adore
my love
you
for
and,
you.
And
yes,
and,
me too.
It is an honor to have you as a friend.
And I think God is bringing us together, you know, for the purpose of doing something good.
Yes.
And I think if we can do something good for others and inspire other people and teach them something and bring some inspirational, and if this is not an inspiring story and beautiful stories for people to learn from, I don't know which one is. So this is definitely something to consider seriously. That's why I insist because I want this to be our goal. And as I said, I involve myself into it.
Great.
Okay, my angel. But I tell
you,
he's excited and he's excited for May 18. And he tells you, Mom, I know any time at night he gives you that hug. He said, you know the hug that I give you. You know what he's talking about?
Yes.
he said, at night, you know, my usual kiss, the hug, his own way of I'm here every single night before you go to sleep. We usually, when we sleep, we go in through the astral travel. You know, we travel. We travel beyond the physical world. It's like metaphysical, the world beyond the physics. And I think that when you go to sleep, you meet him. Yes. It's like our life is divided into two, the world of the cognitive on a daily basis and the world when we're not even here. And those moments when you're not here, you guys are together. That's what he tells me. When you go to sleep, the two of you are together. And you go places and you do a lot of things. Of course, when you
wake
up...
I need to get more sleep.
Yeah, get more sleep. So, all right, my love. So everybody listening to the show, I'm Carmen Hara. I'll be with you next week, Tuesday, 7 p.m. on this amazing
show. Love you. Bye-bye.
On Home Time Radio. I love you, Cheryl. Thank you, Christopher. Thank you, everybody. God bless you. I'll see you next week.